Does the thought of another superhero movie have you reaching for the cyanide? Well, save it for the next Angry Birds, because Deadpool 2 is unlike any other superhero movie you have seen in your entire life. Apart from the original.
Hit it! Don't call it a comeback!
Yeah, look, this one's pretty similar to the first one, except instead of going on a bloodthirsty quest for revenge, Deadpool does what any good superhero would do, and that's have an existential crisis.
What in the fucksicle is this?
The good news, though, he doesn't spend long dwelling in his own self-pity because he's too busy saving a fat little New Zealand boy with a funny accent.
I ain't letting Cable kill this kid.
Or trying to form an ex-group.
We're gonna form a super-duper fucking group.
Or trying to kill Cable?
Pump the hate brakes, Thanos.
I don't really know. It was really hard to keep up with all the action and violence and pop culture references.
Bring it on, One-Eyed Willie.
Look, the point is that you'll never hear Deadpool complain about being the world's richest playboy orphan. People die, Santa isn't real, and sex isn't as good as it is in porn. Life is full of disappointments. Grow up and get the fuck over it, Batman, you whiny little... The movie is so chock-a-block with meta, intertextual, pop culture references, it actually feels like a two-hour meme. I think the jokes were written by a combination of 1,000 virgin trolls who congregated in an internet chat room and a 15-year-old boy who just found out what sexual innuendo was.
Now, let's go get our fuck on.
The man spitting this fire is Ryan Reynolds, aka Deadpool, aka the human-sized raspberry condom, aka the 109-year-old leukemia patient who's been in water for way too long.
You're a lot smarter than I look.
Regardless of what he looks like, though, he is fantastic for this role. He brings so much energy, so much charisma, so much great comic timing that he's really making it his own. Much similar to what Robert Downey Jr. did as Iron Man and what Hugh Jackman has done for Wolverine.
I've got no problems with Hugh. I mean, he's a delightful guy. He really is. But the movie, that was a career low for me.
Look, Deadpool 2 pretty much is Deadpool 1. It's narcissistic, it breaks the fourth wall, it's loud, it's rude, it's crude, it's all of those things, but it's all of those things that you loved and more. And in a time where we take comic book movies more seriously than the US president, it is refreshing to have a film that is so ironically self-aware. I give it 8 I'm Not Mark Fennells out of 10.